8:11 here on Taking the Lead. It's Friday, time for Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes. We have Scott Sterneman and Mike Eisenhart from Shoreline Smart Homes. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Hey, glad to be back. Thanks.
Glad you could be here again. We talked last week about Shoreline Smart Homes as an introduction, and a lot of people are like, what is a smart home and what is Shoreline Smart Homes? Give us a little background again on what who is Shoreline Smart Homes and what you guys do.
Shoreline Smart Homes, we're your local technology integrator here in St. Joseph, Bering County. 20 years experience.
That's just you. I mean, right? I mean, when you break it down.
Yeah. And smart home technology is when we can make all your tech
smart.
make it work together.
Yeah.
With one app on your phone or voice commands. So let's face it, a lot of people been purchasing tech on their own. There's a lot of DIY product out there. We can sell you, obviously, all the technology you need as well. But our job is to make it all work together and make it convenient for you to use.
Well, that's the thing, because, you know, a lot of people buying those, you know, the Alexa, the smart speakers, the Google Home and those types of things. And you can connect those up to have them do specific things, but to connect them up to make everything in your house work together, that's where it's, you mentioned the DIY stuff. You know, you can have, you know, this do that, and you can have this over here do something else. You guys bring it all together and make it all work together easily and conveniently, right?
That's what we try to do. I mean, sometimes DIY isn't exactly DIY, unfortunately, what we hear from our customers. So we just try to bring that process together and make it easier for the homeowner to actually get what they're looking to get out of the product that they have.
Yeah, it's kind of like the auto repair shops, you know. It's like, well, yeah, I tried to fix that myself, and then I made it even worse. And so now the auto repair guys can make a little money off of people trying to do the DIY. So do you get calls like that every once in a while where somebody's trying to make it work, and then you guys have to kind of come in and guide them and help them a little bit then?
Yeah, we get it a lot.
Yeah.
That's what keeps us busy, because there's more tech coming out all the time, and it's packaged really fast and packaged to be DIY product. And let's face it, I mean, we struggle with it sometimes. We go in there and you try to set it up the way they tell you to do it. And maybe it's a product that we've never seen before. And it doesn't always work out of the box.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Some of that DIY stuff, you know, is made, so mass produced so quickly. It's not always as reliable. It doesn't always work as well as the products that you guys carry. And that's what we'll be talking about.
Yeah, because it can be a struggle. You know, you get a brand new smart doorbell and you go through all the steps, and then you're on the phone with their tech support for an hour, and then it ends up they're going to send you a new one because maybe the one you've got's broke.
Right.
So, you know, we've been doing it long enough to where we get people that call and say, hey, I just bought this new item. We're like, you know what, maybe you should take it back because we feel this product works a little bit better.
Yeah.
Just because we've been at it long enough.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point, is if you have all this smart tech in your house and it doesn't do its job, it's frustrating. You either won't use it, you've thrown money away. And what we try to do is make it to be a good experience, not a bad experience.
We were talking before we went on the air here Mike, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
But we were talking before we went on the air here this morning that about some of the tech, though, that, you know, if you buy something that's a DIY product, it may not be designed to work well here in Southwest Michigan. And I think that's important, because we were talking about, you know, TVs that you can put outside and things that, you know, heat and humidity and cold and things. But the tech that you guys offer, you've used and it works well and you can make it work well in this harsh climates that we have here in Southwest Michigan, right? So,
yeah. I was just going to interject on what we were talking about previously, in that a lot of times the latest and greatest DIY stuff and we can't get it to work, and, you know, we get phone calls or whatever and we come take a look at it. A lot of times it's so new and they're pushing it out so fast and haven't really gone through it. It's got to have software updates as soon as you take it out of the box.
Yep.
I mean, this is supposed to be a brand new product, and a lot of times that's why people fail, because it's just not ready yet.
Yeah, the homeowners end up being the beta testers for the product.
Exactly.
So,
well, I want to get into some of the services that you guys offer. If you're just joining us, we're talking, it's Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes. We've got Scott Sterneman and and Mike Eisenhart from Shoreline Smart Homes about some of the services that you offer. And I want to narrow it down a little bit more about home automation. So tell me about home automation and the types of services that you offer for home automation. What are some things that we can do that would be really cool?
I would
and
say,
make my life easier.
Yeah, I mean, I would say 70 to 80% of the projects we work on daily are home automation products. And what that means is we're selling or installing their audio video systems,
right?
Smart lighting, so you can control your lights with an app on your phone.
Let me break. Can I interrupt? Let me break that down about home lighting, just lighting in general. Break it down. What are some features? What are some things that we can do with home lighting? I mean,
well, if you want to be able to control a light switch, you know, from an Amazon Echo telling Alexa to turn the light on or off, or an app on your phone.
Maybe have the lights come on like in the evening if you're not going to be home.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you're out
of town.
Run a schedule.
Do a lighting scene so you can set the mood, and that can also be based on a schedule. So when it's getting dark outside, the lights just come on automatically. Most of the control systems we use have an astronomical clock, so there's no timer that you got to fidget with every change of the season or daylight savings time. You know, it's pretty much, it does its job. And
you're getting ready to go to bed and you don't remember if you shut the basement light off or the light in the family room or something and you're upstairs.
Yeah, hit the room off button, tell Alexa house, go to sleep, and bam, it happens. And I'll expand on that just further from a lighting standpoint. A lot of people don't think about my exterior lighting, my landscape lighting.
Yep.
We can control that as well. And especially with the astronomical clock that are built into some of our controllers, you don't have to go to the dial on the outside of the box on your house and reset
several
the time anymore.
Yeah,
that's gone. We it's built right in.
A lot of people getting into LED light bulbs now, and sometimes I put some in, and man, are those things bright! But so dimming and making sure that
So the new technology can pose a problem for people. I mean, people go out and maybe they've got an old style dimmer in their house to dim their living room lights, and they go and put LED bulbs in there, and they're not dimming properly that dimmer is not designed to dim the newer technology. So you either got to get the right LED bulb, or you might have to replace that dimmer.
Yeah.
So a big part of what we offer is consultation. Maybe you've already bought tech, or you're thinking of buying tech, and you might need us to come in to tell you how to get it to work, or we can help you pick the right technology for what you're trying to do. I mean, at my house, I've got toddlers. We fall asleep watching TV sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I've got timers that just turn off the lights at midnight, you know. So there's a lot of cool things you can do with lighting control, home automation, smart deadbolts, make your doors lock automatically at 10 o'clock at night. HVAC control. There's, in a nutshell, home automation covers a lot of different things.
Well, we talked a little bit also about climate control. We're kind of in that in-between period right now where we're not really running much heat, but we haven't really turned on the air conditioner quite yet. But climate control is another big one, because if I'm not home for, you know, 6, 8, 10 hours a day, I don't want to keep it, you know, in the winter. I don't need to keep it at 70 or 72. The heat could probably go down a little bit. And I know there's programmable thermostats, but again, you kind of have to adjust those based on what time the sun comes up and goes down. Much like the outdoor lighting, you can set it up to where specific hours of the day it'll keep it warmer or cooler, or to kind of help you with that.
Yeah, the Midwest weather can be interesting, because you can wake up and it's 24 degrees in the morning and you're going to burn your heat.
Yeah.
And then so you've got your heat set, but when you get home in the evening and it got up to 50-something degrees, your house might feel a little warm, depending on how old the house is and how well it's insulated. So, you know, you might be this. It seems like the spring and the fall is when you're messing with your thermostat the most.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
and
well,
then go ahead.
I was going to say, even at this time of year, people are going on vacation.
Oh yeah,
and
spring breaks.
So spring
and
breaks
things,
and whatnot. And oops, I forgot to set my thermostat back.
You can do it from your app.
You can be, you know, in the middle of Florida right now, and I remembered to set my thermostat, or I'm coming home, and bam, I'd like it a little warmer, I'd like a little cooler.
And then as it does get warmer and that sun gets pretty hot, shades are a big part of home automation. where, you know, if that afternoon sun beating in, if you've got windows to the west or something, you can set the shades to open and close automatically to let the sun in the morning if you want to, and to block out some of that warm, hot sun in the afternoons.
Absolutely. With, again, alluding to Scott's comment about the astronomical clock, we can change how high your shades are at any point in the middle of the day or at the end of the day. We can close them automatically. We can open them automatically.
Yeah.
It's really, what do you prefer? We can make it happen.
Yeah. And then the audio, video, home theater type things, you know, you mentioned, Scott, about you've got it set up to where your TV shuts off at specific times or whatever, which you can also set up, by the way, if you don't want your kids to be watching TV specific hours, you can program it to do certain things. Or maybe you don't want the Wi-Fi in your house to be on after a certain time, or you can set it up to, you know, shut off the internet to your kids' phones or tablets or computers at specific times, that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of flexibility when you have a control system, an automation system in your house to build schedules to help you, you know, live manage your life, manage your life more effectively, efficiently, and yeah, get your kids' attention if they're not coming to the dinner table, you know. There's a lot of things you can use home automation for.
If you've got something that you'd like us to talk about here on Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes, how can they get a hold of you to submit some ideas and maybe some questions or to find out more information about the products and services that you guys offer?
They can get a hold of us at our website, shorelinesmarthomes.com. We've got a link that you can click, and it brings up an email, and you can shoot us a question, shoot us an email. We're happy to respond.
You can also call us. Our local number is 269-983-1115. We're out of St. Joseph.
983-1115, or visit their website, shorelinesmarthomes.com. Scott Sterneman, Mike Eisenhart from Shoreline Smart Homes, thanks for coming in, and we'll talk to you next
Friday.
Thanks
for having us.
Thanks for having us.